This is Gemara Bamatzia Daf Lamed Gimel. As we pick it up on the bottom of Lamed Beis and Beis Baruch Hashem, another incredible day in the world of Daf. As B'siyata D'Shemaya will be wrapping up the second parak, this famous parak of Eilu Metzias, Emirza Hashem. So we are five lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis and Beis, and we're in the middle of a lengthy discussion, trying to figure out whether Tzar Bali Chaim is a din de oraisa or a din de rabbanan. Is the concern that we have towards animals and the ensuring that they are not in pain, is that a biblical concern or is that a rabbinic concern? So says the Gemara, let's try again. Toshema, five lines from the bottom. Oyev lifreik v'soyne litoin. There's two animals that need your help. Your animal that you love, the owner that you love, needs to be unloaded. And your enemy as an animal needs to be loaded. Says the Raisa Mitzvah B'Soyne, you should help the one you do not like first. Why? Kidei Lokov Es Yitzray, to make your Yitzhara subordinates go against your grain, to go against your Midas. You don't like him, go particularly help him. Beautiful Vart, but says Gemara, what does that prove? If the din of Tzar Bali Chaim was a din d'oraisa, then what? That should be more important than everything else. If it's a d'oraisa, very nice. You want to ordinate your yitzhara. Very nice that you want to, try to get over the fact you don't like this person. But the animal in pain, the animal to unload is in pain, and it's a din d'oraisa. This would seemingly prove that it's a din de rabbanan. Says the Gemara, no raya filo achi, k'dei lokov es yitzhar adif. And we see the incredible power of needing to tame our yitzhara, that it's even more important than a din de araisa. So tries again, Toshima. Three lines from the bottom. Soine shamru. In the aforementioned braisa, when we said this one you do not like is soine yisrael, is he it? So says the Gemara, one second. If this din of Tzar Bali Chaim is din d'oraisa, Mali Soini Yisrael, Mali Soini Akum. What's the difference? Either way, we're only worrying about the animal. Says the Gemara, Mi Savris, Asoine de Krakoi, Asoine de Masnisan Koi. We're not talking about the Pasik, but rather, we're not talking about the Pasik that says you have to unload the animal. But rather, we're talking about the braisa that we just quoted. Toshema continues the Gemara to try to continuously prove as we turn over to Lamed Gimel. Amid Aleph says the braisa, Ravitz, Veloy Ravson. And we said you have to unload an animal. Prika, that's when it's Ravitz, it's lying down under its burden. Veloy Ravson. And not an animal that on its own, this is what it habitually does. Roivet, it's crushed under its burden. Not if it's standing. Tachas masoi, underneath its burden. V'loi mifurak. But not if the burden is next to it. And you have to put it back on. Tachas masoi, under the burden. Masoi shiachol lamed bai. Only a burden that it normally could carry. So says the Gemara, let's prove three lines from the top. Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. E, Amrit Tzar Bali Chaim D'oraisa. If you're going to tell me that Tzar Bali Chaim is a din d'oraisa, Mali Roivetz, Mali Ravson, Mali Oimid, what's the difference if the animal lies down normally, doesn't lie down normally, is standing? At the end of the day, the animal's in pain. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, Rav Yosef Glilihi. So after drawing back and forth and seemingly having a proof that it's a din de Rabbanan, says the Gemara, but guess what? Maybe it's just a din of Rav Yisrael Glili, you hold it's a Rabbanan, and therefore it doesn't prove anything according to the sheet of the Chacham. Says the Gemara, Hachanami Mistavra, Lamaisa, this is logical. Diktoni Tachas Masai, Masai Shechalam, Boy, Mansham Slay. Disley Hai Svara, who holds that Svara of a Masai Shechalam? But boy, says the Gemara, Rav Yosef Glili, Shema, Mi, no. Says Gemara, okay, very good. So we have a raya that could be Rav Yisrael Glili. But I asked the Gemara, Mimot is Mokmis La, Rav Yisrael Glili, Fakatani Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Tachas Masai, V'loi Mifai Rok. The Seifa said it has to be underneath its load and not that the load is next it. My loy mafayrak, what does that mean? E lay loy mafayrak, klalos unloaded at all, aksiv. Hakim takim imai. What do you mean? We have another pasuk that you have to clearly help him, even to load him up. El b'shit loy mafayrak b'chinam. El b'ischai. The price means to say, you don't have to help an animal as such, an animal with the load that's next to it, b'chinam for free, el b'ischai. Rather, you can take money for it. Of course, this brings us back to what we learned yesterday, the chilik between loading and unloading, the loading one could demand cash for. And says the Gemara, who was that man damer man chamas le disle hai svara? Rabbanon. Who is Rabbanon that differentiated between loading and unloading regarding payment? So how can you tell me, Rav Yisrael Glili, if this detail about payment is the sheet of the Rabbanon? Answers the Gemara, let them say Glili. Ubitina several Rabbanon regarding loading it up. This brace up holds like the Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon wrapping up the first part of the shiur, which is really the end of the previous shiur, which is this sugya of loading, unloading. Quotes the Raisa. Ki sira. When you see an animal lying down under its burning yachlaf ilu meiru chayk. I would think even if you see it from very far, you have to go and help the animal. Tamalaymar kisifke when you walk into it. Eat kisifke when you meet the animal. Yachal pigia mamish. Only if you mamish bump into the animal. Tamalaymar kitera. Vezi ria sheishba pigia. What is this referring to? Shirachachamim echamisheva umechsa bemil. Explains the chachamim. You know what this means? One in 7 1/2 parts of a mil, which is huris. Tana, Maidai Maid, Parasam Rachan of Anaitel Schar. So number one is how far can you be? You have to be within a wrist. And number two is you walk along the animal for a parasa to make sure it doesn't fall off. Rabbi Rachana teaches, but Anaitel Schar, similar to taking the reward for loading up the animal, you could also do the same for walking when you walk with the animal to make sure that it stays steady. Says the Mishnah on the bottom half of Lamed Gimel, Amid Aleph, the final Mishnah of this perek. Avidasoi v'avidas ovid. We have a clash. We have to figure out what should one do. We have two items that one is trying to save. And the question is, who comes first? You have your own lost object and your friend father's lost object. Avidasoi kaidemis. Avidasai Vavidas Rabbi again Shaloi Kaidim. Then Shaloi Kaidim. Then again his own object comes first. Avidas Aviv Avidas Rabbi. So part A of the mission is that your own object wins out. Now what happens if we don't have your object? You have your father versus your Rebbe, then Shal Rabbi Kodemus. Why says the Mishnah Shaviv Aviv Lailam Hazeh? Your father brought you to this world. But continues the Mishnah that Vimav of Chacham, if your father's Tabu Chacham and he taught you Torah, then Shalaviv Kaidem. Hayaviv Rabbi Naisin Masai. Your father and your Rebbe is carrying a package. Min Yechashel Rabbi Vacham, Min Yechashel Aviv. First help the Rebbe, then ask your father. Hayaviv Rabbi Beisa Shevi in jail. Poides Rabbi Vacham, Poides Aviv. First, you ransom the father, then the Rebbe, then the father. Again, if the father's Abba Chacham, he told you Torah, then the father will indeed come first. Says the Gemara, Menahan Emili, from where do we know these dinim? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav teaches Rav Yehuda Marav, or five lines into the very wide lines of Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph. Says Rav Yehuda Marav Amar Kra, Efes ki lo yebacha evyoin. Efes, when there should be no one amongst you that is poor. What do we learn out from this pasuk? Shalcha kaidim the shell, kol adam. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav and teach Rav Yehuda Marav, kol makayim ba'atzmoi, soif bali deikach. Will come to that which he needs. Says Rav Yehuda Marav, even though it's true, you should worry about yourself first, lehalacha. But if you do that, it could cause one to be in a needy situation that others will have to help him. which of course would basically open up the window that you would be able to help the father, the Rebbe, etc. So be a Rebbe that taught you Gemara, Chacham, and not one that just taught you Mishnah, Divrei Rebbe Meir. V'loy Rabbi Shalom de Mikra u Mishnah Divrei Rebbe Meir. Chumash and Mishnah Yisrael. You die, Meir. Kol Shoraim, Chacham, Asa, Imanu, ask you with whom your majority of Torah has learned from. Rabbi Yisi, Amir, if you loy, hey, you're Einav, El Mishnah, Achas, Ze, Hu, Rabbi. He taught you one Mishnah. He's your Rebbe. Amir, Rabbi, Kigoyin, for example, Rav Schaira Dazman, he explained to me, Zuama Listron, saying to the Svara of the Zuama, the froth that's on top of a pot, Listron. And he continued, considered him a Rebbe based on that. Shmuel Karamani Ale, Shmuel, even Torkriya, and Ahume Rabbanan. Dasrei echad yer lamas hashechi vechad poteach. A Talmud that taught him one din that was enough for Shmuel to tear kriya when that Talmud was nifter. Vechad poteach kivin. Amar Ula teaches Ula, furthering the previous discussion. Ki Talmidei Chachamim shebivavel oimdin zebiv neizav akarin zelze. Talmidei Chachamim bavel stand for one another, giving them Kavod, as well as Tirkriya went for one another. Linyan Aveda, Bimakim Aviv, with regarding an Aveda in the place of his father, Einal Chayzrin, they do not return. Ella le Rabbi Mavok, not like the Mishnah said any Rebbe, but only a Rabbi Mavok, the Rebbe that one learned the bulk of the Torah from. So, Kabayi Minei Rav Chisam Rav Huna, Talmud Vitzarch le Rabbi Mai. What is the story of a Talmud that he needs his Rebbe? And he has, they finds two objects, the fathers and the Rebbe's. Amr lei, chista, chista, lo yisur ichnalach. Chista, chista, I don't need you. Atzer, achta li, ad arba in shnein. You needed me for even 40 years. Ekwiti adadi, v'lali gabi adadi. And they were upset at each other, as each one said, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, they didn't need each other. Yosef Rav Chista, arba in tainisam, shendachol shayt Rav Huna. And of course, as Gedolim have it, each one feels bad that he upsets the other. So Rav Chista sat and 40 Tainesim because Rav Huna felt bad. Yasser Rav Huna, Arbon Tainisa, Mishom the Chashte, Lirav Chista. Okay, so says the Gemara, let's go back. Now let's delve into Lamaisa, whom is considered a Rebbe. Itmar. Rav Yitzvar Yosef Amar Rav Yechon Halacha Ki Rav Yehuda Ravach Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Shiz Halacha Ki Rav Yosi. So we have a machlokes whether Psak Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, whether Psak Halacha is like Rav Yosi. It says the Gemara, really, Rav Yehuda said that what? You have to have Rav Chachma, and Rav Yosi said, even if you just taught him one Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav Yechon Hachi. So Rav Yechon really say, like we just said, like Rav Yehuda, you have to learn Rav Chachma. Hachiv, Amar Rav Yechon, Allah Chisam Mishnah, Utsinan, Rav Shalom, the Chachma, my Chachma, Rav Chachma, Asai. Says he more, no, it's not a catch that Mishnah, because it says Chachma, and refers to Rav. Tana Rabbana, no, he's came out of Mikra, Mita, Vena, Mita. Says the Braisa, one who learned Chumash, is a Mita, but is not a complete Mita. Why? Because Mishnah is and Gemara is better. B'mishnah. So who learns Mishnah. Midah v'naid l'aschar. Gemara. Ein l'cha midah g'day l'mizu. And of course, that's the reason why we're all sitting here learning Gemara together. U'la'olam haveirot l'mishnah yeser mina Gemara. But run to Mishnah more than Gemara. Now the obvious Kasha says the Gemara, two lines on the bottom. Ha'kufa Kasha, what you just said makes no sense. Am ribi Gemara ein l'cha midah. And as we turn over to Lami Gimel Amid Beis, Bimei Rabbi Nishnes Mishnah Zu. The days of Rabbi, this Mishnah was taught, and in truth, in times of Rabbi, it was more important to learn Gemara than Mishnah. Whereas Then what happened? Shavku kuliyam masdisin vazlubasa gemara. Hadar darshu lalim v'ratz the mishnah yoser min ha-gemara. So different times, periods, at times that everyone was learning gemara, it was important to emphasize the critical necessity of mishnayis. At a time that everyone was learning mishnayis, they had emphasized the limud of gemara. Says the gemara, my drush, what is this drush that they had? Four lines down, lam gimel and beis. That Gemara is more important. Kitzdarsha v'yudah b'revelai. My dechsev, what is the meaning of the pasuk hageid la'amei pish'am? Tell my nation of their pshayim, of their aviris. L'beis Yaakov chatoisam. Hageid la'amei pish'am, what does that mean? L'tamid chachamim. Sheshkog is asam kizdoinais. Their mistakes are like willful aviris. Because they should have done better. L'beis Yaakov chatoisam la'amei arshad zonin asam kishkogois. V'ainu ditanan. And this is the meaning of the Mishnah of Yudam Ravizar, B'Talmud Avizahir, B'Talmud, why Shinga is Talmud Oile Zadain? That a Shayge can become into a Zadain. Darsh of Yudam Ravilai, my Dechsev, what is the meaning of the Basling? Shimu Dvar Hashem. Listen to the word of Hashem, Acharedim El Devarai, those who are shaking literally at his words. What does that mean? Elu Talmidi Chachamim. What does it mean to be Charedim El Devarai? These are the Talmidei Chachamim. Amru Acheichem. The pasuk that says your brothers, Elu Bali Mikra. Soinechem, your enemies, Elu Bali Mishnah. Minadechem, those who are nidoy, those who cast you away, Elu Ameha Oretz. Shema Taimar, maybe you'll say, Pasuk Svaram, Ubatal Sikuyam. Maybe you'll say that their hope is lost and their prospects no longer. They're not going to be around at this man, Mashiach. Talmud, Ravineer, Abisim Chaslam. Shem, Tarmi, Yisrael, Yavoyishu. Talmud, Laimar, Vahim, Yavoyishu. Avi, Chavim, Yavoyishu. Yisrael, Yismachu. Yisrael, Yismachu. And Klai, so will rejoice. Of course, with the coming of Mashiach. Hadron, Aloch, Elu, Metziyois. Psiyata, Deshemayo. As we finish every parak, we remind ourselves how quickly it flies by, which, of course, just brings us to the critical importance of Chazara. And with that, we start the third parak, another very famous parak. Many people start learning Gemara with the second parak, the third parak. One who gives to his friend as a pikadain, an animal or utensils. And they were stolen or lost. Shilem. And then the Shomer says, it was stolen or lost. But the Shomer doesn't want to make a shvua. So Shilem l'ratza lishava. The Shomer is allowed to pay and not swear that what happened. Because normally the Shomer Chinam, the unpaid watchman, swears and goes out. He didn't want to swear, so he could pay. Mata ganif. So now if the ganif is found, and of course it's reminiscent of so many Gemaras above Metzia, Mishan Tashlume Kefel, the ganif has to pay. Kavach umachar, Mishan Tashlume Davachame, Talibhe. Lemi mishalem. So to whom is the payment going to? Lemi shabikadai netzlai. To the shomer, because he paid. Nishma v'loi ratz l'shalem. But let's say the shomer swore. He swore that it was stolen or lost, and therefore he's potter. Nimsa aganav mishanta shomikevel tavach umach mishanta shomikevel v'hei. And now lemi mishalem the bala bikadan. So to he who owns the item, if the Shomer paid for the item, then he's considered the Bailim. If not, it goes back to the original Bailim. And that's who the Ganav has to either pay Kefal or Dalet Vehei for. Says the Gemara, let's just begin the next Sugya. Lama li lemiste behemav lam li lemiste kilim. Why did the Mishnah have to give both cases? And the Gemara explains, Shrikha ditan a behemav, I mean a behemav, who demakni like feila, shem de nafesh tircha. Behema, there was a lot of bother dealing with the item, laluya lafuke, to bring it in and take it out. And therefore, you would think that's where the shomer gets the kefel. Avol kelim lavish chayim aloi, makni like feila. Vitan a kelim ava mina kelim udemakni like feila. Misham the lavish keflayu. Vehem the chidavach umavishan the davle heim aloi makni like feila. Sricha, that's what the Mishnah teaches both cases. And in both cases, if the shomer is shilem l'rotz nishva, he gets the payment of kefel and davle vehei. I'll pick it up from here. B'siyata dishmayo.